Hey folks, it's John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I used to record right here in my vehicle on my drive back from work as a high school instructional coach. But these days I don't drive to work and we don't do the building thing anymore. Instead, we're working from home and the coronavirus has us working from home for the rest of the school year. So rather than doing weekly episodes every Monday, I'm doing daily episodes every day for the remainder of my school year. All this week, all next, and all the week following, plus a few days in the week after. Even though we're doing an online graduation, I still want to give resources as best we can, because this is a new normal for most of us, and most schools in the United States are shut down pretty much indefinitely, certainly through the rest of this school year. It's a scary, scary thing. I want to be able to offer whatever help and support I can, and I have a bunch of resources to do that with. Likewise, I want to join in conversation with you if you want to talk further about this stuff. It's scary, and I think it's important to know that you're not alone. You're connecting with other people who are doing this thing, and we can talk about ways to do that too, especially during Teacher Appreciation Week. In fact, every episode this week is all about teacher appreciation and the ways that we could appreciate teachers for all the great work they do, both in their classrooms and outside of their classrooms, as educators, but just as people, really supporting that what ASCD would call the whole child, wanting to do what we can to make sure that you know that you matter. And so this week we'll spend a little bit of time working on that. Physical, mental, emotional strength and things like that, creative strength, and then celebrating and championing those things, because if they don't get celebrated, they start to die. And I think it's important to, you know, let you know that what you're doing is kind of cool. We should celebrate it. More on that in a second, but first things first, if you like what you're hearing and want to hear more of it, head over to your iTunes or your Anchor or your Spotify and feel free to like or leave a comment or subscribe. It helps other people find the podcast. That's awesome. Thank you. Also, if you want to join in further conversation on Twitter, hit me up. I'm on Twitter at MeehanEDU. Meehan like my last name and EDU like teaching. I love teaching and I want to get better at it. I don't pretend to be an expert on this stuff. I just do a bunch of research and I do a bunch of work on it, but we're all kind of making it up as we go. I just happen to have a podcast. So let's talk about it. Hit me up on Twitter and we can gladly join in further conversation. And if you like the resources I'm providing here and you want more, I have a website. It's www.adrenalinerush.com. That's adrenaline with an E, like educational adrenaline. I have templates on there, like resources, social media stuff. You can plug and play and download, borrow them, steal them, use them, adapt them, whatever you need to do. And keep you posted. I think it's important in a time where we have no certainties to know that you have good people in your corner. And that really helps me feel appreciated to know that I have a network of people I can rely on as well. But let's talk about appreciation, because it's Teacher Appreciation Week. And we've been talking about little things that are small, you know, I guess small things that make a big impact. Is that what the old saying is? About Teacher Appreciation Week. Because if you don't hear it from people who are teachers, or from colleagues, or from classmates, or from students, you start to forget sometimes, right? You get out of practice. Those muscles get a little fatigued. And today I want to talk about ways to appreciate yourself that are physical. Because for many teachers, we forget that our life as teacher is not just the work we do in our classes or in our buildings. In fact, it's our mental, our physical, our emotional, our spiritual health, and all those things that keep us grounded and focused that really help us feel in its totality, like a better version of ourselves. So today I want to talk about some physical health stuff, like ways to invest in yourself, as Donna might say in Parks and Recreation. This is your treat yourself kind of podcast. You want to focus on things that we can do as educators to treat yourself, little small things, physical things, to help you feel like a better version of who you are. I was reading a quote the other day. Mark Twain, American author, is reported to have said, of course, everything on the internet is always either Mark Twain or Abe Lincoln who said it, but just go with me. Mark Twain is reported as saying, the first thing you do is to eat a live frog every morning. That way your day can only get better from there. I think Mark Twain was, you know, master of sarcasm, master of satire and wit. Probably wasn't being literal to eat a live frog every morning. Though I don't know, he was a weird dude. But I think that eating a live frog has a lot to do with physical health. For me as a teacher, especially during coronavirus, especially during shutdown. And during Teacher Appreciation Week, I've seen a ton of teachers through the internet over the past, I would probably say the last month or so, they did like an online marathon where teachers were encouraging one another to do 1 mile a day of running or walking for each of 26 days. So they get their 26.2 miles in over a stretch. And I can tell you, as somebody who's done like a dozen marathons, it's much easier to do it in 1 mile bursts than it is to do it in, 26.2 miles all there at one clip. So investing in yourself as a teacher, even if you only give yourself an hour, if you have your own kids, right, taking them for a walk if they're young, pushing that stroller. Many teachers have reported back to me that they listen to this podcast when they are like taking their kids for a walk or going with the strollers. That's great. Wow, that's awesome. Invest in yourself. Do that. This is an awesome time to appreciate yourself just to be able to get outside and say, hey, I need to stretch my legs. I need to get on a move. I need to go. I'll record many of these podcasts when I'm going for a walk. You'll hear horns and sirens and people moving around in the background, dogs barking, jackhammers, things like that. Just getting outside to let yourself know that you're not just a machine who has to sit beside a machine to get machine-like answers. You know, like, we're people. And I think that's so, so important, especially this unconventional year of teaching, that we remember our human side. So give yourself a recess. Going outside is an awesome way. And if you want to, setting those small challenges, like 1 mile a day. I know it sounds like it's a lot if you're not, you know, in a particularly active lifestyle, but you'd be surprised. 10, 15 minutes of walking and you have a mile done. I'll walk with you. Like, turn on the podcast. Let's walk. Walk until I shut up. You get me for 10 to 15 minutes. How about that? Right? That's a nice, easy way to set a goal for yourself. Even just a few laps around your neighborhood or to your local park. Maybe there's a walking or running trail somewhere in close proximity. Or, you know, just down the end of your cul-de-sac and back. That's an awesome way to keep just little moments for yourself to eat that live frog and say, hey, I've already done something today. I matter. Darn it. I've flipped the switch. I've made a change. I've seen teachers posting up increasingly ambitious challenges. I saw someone yesterday challenge me to do 20 push-ups for, I don't know, something. It wasn't for a cause. It was just because that's a viral challenge. Do 20 push-ups. Like, I wish they would challenge me to sleep for 20 minutes. That would be maybe a little bit better. But for that physical health, right? Putting that on your goal and say, all right, I'll do 20 push-ups. Cool. Give it a shot. I think it's crazy when you think about it that, like, when we were kids, push-ups, sit-ups, jumping jacks, all that stuff was part of our life. But when was the last time you actually did a push-up? I mean, if you're like me, you probably spent some time in college getting out of the day-to-day workout because, I don't know, it's college. You don't think about it. And then you get after college and you're like, whew, man, I am so out of shape. Like, can't do the running, can't do the cardio, can't do the things like that. Have to sign up for a gym now. When you're a kid, you're just so much more active. But a big part about appreciating yourself is recognizing that you come first sometimes too as an educator. Like that saying about the airline, you know, like the oxygen mask, you got to put your own mask on before you can help anybody else out. This is that thing to put on your own mask. Maybe 20 push-ups sounds like a lot. So don't do 20, do 10, you know? Give yourself a small goal that every day you're like, you know what, for this week, I'm gonna do 10 push-ups before I go to bed. Some goal that's so insultingly small that you would be almost embarrassed if you couldn't do it. If you can't do 10 push-ups, do 5, right? Hey, all week long, I'm gonna do 5 push-ups every day. 5 push-ups before dinner, 5 push-ups right after dessert, or 5 push-ups instead of dessert, or 5 push-ups right before I go to bed. Or as soon as I wake up in the morning, right? You know, like, eat that frog. Wake up, 5 push-ups. Boom, 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 boom. And you're done. And you do whatever you want all day. Sit around and eat Oreos. Don't care. But you've given yourself that way of saying, hey, I'm checking in on you just like I would check on one of my students or one of my colleagues. I believe in you. I support you. I'm there for your goals. And you know what? You matter. You're making a difference every day. A little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Small ways that, again, as an instructional coach, a big part of what we'll do is just check in with teachers. Like, hey, how you doing? Not about their teaching, just about their life. Like, are you good? Do you need help? How's that? I heard you have a new apartment. Or I have, you know, your wife's pregnant. Or, oh, yeah, how's things going with your new puppy? Whatever it is. Sometimes just checking in with people emotionally really can help them feel supported in the classroom. And there's so much research about if you want to beat depression, you want to beat anxiety, giving yourself small goals that you can manage through, you know, physical fitness, it's an awesome way to help put yourself, like, to hack your own health. An excellent, excellent trip. If you want to be even more ambitious, give yourself time, and if you have the time, to do longer runs or longer workouts in the middle of the day. If you don't want to wake up, it's just sort of not fun to wake up and say, I'm going to go ahead and do a 3 mile or 5 mile run. Okay, so don't do that. But give yourself a time in the middle of the day where you can say, I'm going to carve out an hour. I'm going to take what would have been my lunch period, pull away from those laptops, stop grading, stop looking at those emails, and come back and say, it's yoga time. And it's yoga time for me, just for me, to hit my, you know, to hit my zen state, to hit my flow state, and just say, I'm going to tune out, I'm going to space out, I'm not going to think about work. Because believe it or not, not thinking about work and just thinking about yourself will actually make you better at work because you've given yourself time to just not be absorbed by, like, those numbers and those letters just zooming through the screen. It's a moment to check in with yourself. Check in with the person who was there for you from day one. Appreciate that person because that person is doing a ton of work And I know that sounds like a very like new age, hippy dippy thing, but like if you were a friend to yourself, what would you say to yourself? Hey, you're working really hard, man. If that person that you saw doing that work was one of your colleagues, you would probably give them an attagirl or an attaboy. Like, hey, you're doing it. Keep it up. So consider those things for yourself. If you wanted to do something even more ambitious, maybe it's a 3-mile run, a 5K, do one of those. Doesn't have to be for any charity or any cause. Could take an hour if you wanted to. But just giving yourself time to say, I'm going to just spend an hour not thinking about work. Or I'm going to go ahead and spend an hour just disappearing into whatever my thing is that physically I need health. Maybe love cooking. Awesome. Cook healthy food, right? Cook some food that you feel proud of rather than just eating macaroni and cheese every night or, cereal. Or go the other way with it. You know what? Today I'm going to go ahead and get myself a splurge. I'm eating mac and cheese because, darn it, I've earned it. I'm eating a big old bottle of red wine and a big old tub of Ben & Jerry's. You know what? It's your life, man. Like, you do you. Do the thing that you feel that you need to do. Not every day, but like, right? Like, the thing that will get you this moment to say, hey, okay, it's not an everyday thing, but I could have some, cookies today, right? Like, it doesn't have to be like you're a health food nut. You have to like buy food that you hate. Just changing your habits so that you're like, hey, you know what? When I do this thing, I've earned this thing. I did it on purpose. I didn't accidentally eat it. I didn't just mindlessly just sort of snack on food. And you feel better about yourself. You have that energy to go through the day. And then going more ambitious, challenge a friend to say, hey, let's go for a virtual walk. Put on your phone. I'll go with my phone. We'll go for a walk through the neighborhood. And you FaceTime. Either with a mom or dad, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, or a colleague, someone else who doesn't have kids. Maybe you can go out, or someone else who does have kids, and when they're babysitting or going for a walk with theirs, you do the same thing with yours. A lot of opportunities to just invest in your own physical health so you feel healthy, and then you come back in charged, and you feel like, you know what, you've earned those cookies, or you've earned that walk, or you've earned that yoga workout, because you're putting in a ton of work, and nobody's there to stop you. And if you have an addictive personality like many teachers do, a type A personality that says, oh, I have to keep doing, I feel like I've never done enough, well, give yourself time to be appreciated, recognized for the great stuff that you're doing, and say, their work will always be there. We're dealing with human beings. There will be work more tomorrow. There will be more things tomorrow. But for now, I'm going to do 15 minutes of, it's just me, it's just some light yoga. Or it's 15 minutes of, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to just read a book. Or I'm going to sit down and, do some journaling. And that's a great way to kind of reinvest in yourself, to give yourself especially that physical strength to keep it up, especially when we're not in our buildings, because, this is hard. And it's unprecedented. At least when we're in school, we're on our feet all day walking around, so we don't have a chance to sit around and, just kind of collect all of that lethargy. This is a great way to kind of help us, get pumped back in that right direction. And if you have other ideas, message me. Let's talk about it. Like I said, I don't plan on being the expert. I'm just trying to help you out with some of the advice and things that I'm doing as a teacher, writer, author, consultant, and coach, working with other people in my building and through the U.S., ways to kind of get out of our own head and recognize, darn it, you're doing a whole bunch of great stuff. So I want to help you out in the same ways here, however I can. God bless you. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay appreciated. Darn it. It's Teacher Appreciation Week. We have more episode tomorrow, and we'll talk, like I said, the teacher appreciation stuff all week long. So if you have tips or ideas, I would love to hear about them on the Twitter machine. Feel free to hit me up. Stay safe, and we'll catch up tomorrow. Thanks again.